Well, now there has been a sharp increase in the online extremism in the United States after former President Donald Trump's home in Florida was searched by the FBI for classified documents. It has already led to one fatality. Navy veteran Ricky Schiffer was fatally shot by police after trying to breach an FBI office in Ohio. He was a frequent poster on the right-wing site Truth Social and claimed to have been part of the group that stormed the US Capitol on January 6th. I'm joined now by Ruth Ben-Gayetz, a professor at New York University, an expert in fascism and authoritarian leaders. Thank you for being with us this morning, Ruth. The situation here, what risk is there that there will be more physical violence coming from Donald Trump supporters?
There is that risk, in part because Donald Trump, since he came way back in 2015 on the campaign trail, was kind of stoking and inciting violence in his followers. And once he was president, had, along with his party, the GOP, had a whole doctrine of him being the victim of witch hunts, of the deep state. And so there's this vast right-wing ecosystem of conspiracy theories, victimology and of the leader. And so something like this, the FBI investigation and raid, is liable to set people off because they've been primed by the leader himself to do this.
The situation that we have with social media at the moment, I mean, there's still plenty Trump support out there on things like Twitter that you can see. But for Trump himself, it's Truth Social that he posts on now. And because of that focusing, perhaps, of the rabbit hole, does that make it worse? Does the effect sort of mutate?
In a way, it does make it worse, because what we know about disinformation and cults, because Trump is a cult leader. Unfortunately, he corresponds to everything that I've studied and written about with authoritarian leaders, including that if the cult is strong enough, it can even keep going after they leave office, which is his case. But he's also depending, he's still got the support of the GOP, which is incredible after all that's happened. They were running for their own lives, and they still are out there in mainstream media and Fox News, you know, propagating his talking points. And so even though he's confined, let's say, to Truth Social, he's still got, he can still rely on the very powerful and large Republican Party to do his propagandistic bidding.
Yes. Why is it that that is the case? Why is it that he has this hold?
That's the big question of why these people who are so obviously destructive, including to their own parties, keep a hold. I think that part of it is the belief that he is the true leader. He also, given his background in collecting compromising information on people, likely has, you know, various kinds of holds on the party, but they're just not willing to give him up yet. There is, you know, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is an up and coming contender for the next presidential nomination, but there's plenty of people who are still wedded to the Trump cult and see him as the rightful leader because he was so successful with this idea of the big lie.
Thank you very much for that, Ruth Ben-Gayetz, professor at New York University and expert there in authoritarian leaders and fascism.